for 2,000 years in the heart of the church has been this desire to proclaim to all the world what we heard the King say in the gospel today. Come to the feast. The church opens wide her doors and says to the whole human race, all you who are thirsty, all you who are hungry, come. Come to the waters of life. Come to the bread of life. Come to the feast. Now, if you're going to hold a feast, you have to have a building where the feast can take place. At the end of your pew are some handouts. Take one, pass them along. We're going to have a little business meeting today. It's good from time to time just to step back and talk about some practical things in the life of our parish, what's going on, what God is calling us to do, where we're at, etc. Two sides of this handout. I want to start on the side that has a bunch of questions all in bold. This side is some updates in regards to our master plan that was done back in 2019. Where are we at? What do we still hope to do in the future? This was in our most recent edition of Disciple, our quarterly newsletter, which you should have gotten in the mail a few weeks ago. So just to review, a couple things. First question, is the Bold Future project completed, paid for? Remember, the Bold Future was this capital campaign we launched back in 2020 to expand our facilities. And it was based on inviting people to make a three-year pledge, 2021, 22, and 23, to help build this new building and space. Our expansion project is substantially completed. We have space on the lower level underneath the gym that will remain unfinished until we have a clearer plan for our pre-K through eighth grade school. In terms of financial support, the final cost of the project was just over $12 million, including carpet and other enhancements that were not part of the new construction. Our current loan balance is $7.9 million, and our three-year pledge period from the past campaign ends this December. Our debt is projected to be roughly around $6.5 million after contributions expected through the end of 2023 come in and using some of our current capital reserves. We are asking donors to consider extending or increasing their building fund pledge in order to pay off the remaining debt as quickly as possible. If you were unable to contribute previously, now is the time. In the last 3 years, we've a lot of new parishioners here at St. Michael, which is great. It's an opportunity for invite them as well to join in this bold future, which I'll say more about that in a little bit. Next question, are we still adding more artwork to the church? Yes, so I mentioned this back at Easter. The iconographers who wrote this giant icon here in the dome back in 2004, along with these icons here on the back wall, they're coming back 19 years later. Which is really exciting. They're going to begin work later this month on a resurrection icon in the dome above the saints statues and a Pentecost icon above the choir apse. The work will not prevent us from having Mass in the church and should be completed by Christmas. Additionally, the apse walls will receive the same gold treatment as the wall back here behind the tabernacle. The initial painting project was funded by an anonymous major gift with the balance provided by parishioner donations. This additional work, these new icons, is funded by an estate gift from Father Leonard Siebenaller, our former pastor, and a few parishioner contributions. I'm really excited they're going to be here at the end of the month. When they were writing this icon, the church was being built in 2004, so no one really got to watch them do their work. This was a construction site. And so it'll be really cool to watch these guys over 2 months do their work. Next question, do we plan to open a Catholic high school? An online survey from spring of 2022 showed strong support for a Catholic high school in Northwest Metro. Since then, we have explored a wide range of options with the Archdiocese and Holy Spirit Academy in Monticello, a Catholic high school, and we have decided to partner with Holy Spirit. Myself and Melissa Zachman, our school's Director of Catholic Identity and Mission, have joined the board of directors at Holy Spirit to help grow the school in its current location in Monticello and develop a plan for a new high school on Holy Spirit's land in Dayton. a few years ago, a very generous donor in his will left Holy Spirit Academy 95 acres of land in Dayton with the express purpose of building a new Catholic high school there. It's a lot of land. It's really exciting. And so that's kind of the long-term hope, is that one day we can build a newer, larger, full high school, Catholic high school campus for the Northwest Metro. Obviously, that's going to take a lot of money to raise when that time comes. In the meantime, we are also planning a high school homeschool co-op option for local teens, high school students, to take Holy Spirit classes right here at St. Michael Catholic Church in our lower level, God willing, beginning the fall of 2024. Stay tuned this fall for an interest survey to be sent to school, parish, and families. What's the plan for our pre-K through eighth grade school? The cost to build a new pre-K through eighth school, a larger school on our campus, is estimated at $30 to $40 million, which is obviously a lot of money. Our current school, as hope you all know, is right across the street from the historic church. The current school is an old building. It's slowly falling apart, it needs a lot of work, and it's too small. We are at like 102, 103% capacity at our school, which is a great problem to have. We have waiting lists in almost every grade. Again, a great problem, but we have a lot of people that want Catholic education and we don't have space for them, which as a pastor, like, breaks my heart. Also too, I mean, I know couples who, as soon as they have their, you know, pregnant mom has her child, within weeks of giving birth, they're signing up their child for kindergarten 5 or 6 years later, which is great, but that's, the demand is out there. And so we would love to build a bigger school, God willing, one day, that could house more children. But again, that's at this time period could be anywhere from $30 to $40 million. And first, we have to pay off our debt anyway. So we're working to maintain and improve our existing school while investigating adding a new middle school to the church in the coming years. That might be the, once we can pay off our debt, we're thinking that might be the next step to build a middle school, which would be obviously cheaper than an entire school at an estimated cost of $15 to $20 million. A new middle school would help us meet the growing demand for Catholic education in our area. If you just have like $20 million sitting around and you want to help me build a new school right now, just please come talk to me after Mass. What is the future of the historic church? The Archdiocese has a great deal of authority over what can and cannot be done with a church building. A few months ago, I put together a task force. Our historic church task force has been working with the Archdiocese and a prospective Catholic tenant to move into the historic church. Meanwhile, we are renting it to another Christian community for their services. It's good for everyone to know that the rental income we get for the historic church is enough to cover operating expenses, electricity, water, heating, etc. It's not enough to cover capital expenses that are needed at the historic church. In the next few years, we're going to, in order to keep the historic church standing, lots of money is going to have to be spent. The one thing we know is the building has to be tuck pointed. We don't have an exact cost for that at this point, but it's going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars. So it's just something we're going to have to keep thinking about, praying about, discerning about what to do, you know, obviously with the historic church. Again, right now we're trying to get people that continue to rent the space to help cover operating costs. But again, that won't cover, not enough, we'll never get enough rental income to pay for the capital needs. What about a senior living facility on our campus? Prior to spring of 2020, we were working closely with a developer interested in building a Catholic senior living community here. Two things changed. Number one, the demand for senior living dried up during the COVID pandemic. A lot of families have been more hesitant to place their loved ones in a senior living facility because they're afraid of them getting locked down and not being able to see them. And code requirements changed, making these facilities much more expensive to build. So we're open to the possibility, but these plans are currently on hold. Lastly, how about a religious community here? We believe a community of religious sisters would bear great fruit in St. Michael, ministering in our school and parish and witnessing to the beauty of religious vocations. While we have no immediate plans for such a community, prayer is the best way to begin. Pick up one of our prayer cards in the gathering space or parish office and join us. I would love to see sisters here at St. Michael. I would love to see a convent here on our property, God willing, one day. But I'm in the very early steps of starting to call some religious communities and learn more about the process of how do you recruit a community. It's like a 100-step process, and I'm on like step 2. So keep praying for that. Who knows, maybe God will open up the door and help me advance to step 99 a lot faster than is happening. Okay, flip over to the other side. So the other side is some excerpts from a letter that you're gonna get from me this week in the mail. We sent them out this week, so you should get this in your mail, talking about our situation with our debt. We've built something special in St. Michael. Today, St. Michael Catholic Church is home to the highest mass attendance in the Archdiocese. That is an amazing thing. What a great thing for this community to be proud of, that more people on average come to St. Michael every weekend than any other church in our diocese. That's great. That shows that this community has a great faithfulness to want to worship God every Sunday as we're called to do. St. Michael has a deep reverence and love for the Holy Eucharist, a packed and thriving school, as I said, a dynamic youth ministry, a growing young adult group, countless opportunities to grow in your relationship with the Lord and His church, retreats, pilgrimages, mission trips, small groups, Bible studies, etc., and numerous ways to serve God's people within our church and beyond. And we don't intend to rest. Our mission is now inscribed on our dome, right up there. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. And so we have work to do, and we have, as I said, dreams for the future. We would love at some point to build a new, larger school. We've been wanting that for 20-plus years at this point. A new, larger school. We'd love to see a senior Catholic living community on our campus at some point. And again, a community of religious sisters, a convent on our campus would be a total dream one day. However, these dreams cannot happen until we first pay off our debt. And so our hope is to pay off our debt as quickly as possible. In this mailing you're going to get this week, along with this letter from me, there's going to be a pledge card. Yay, pledge cards. Just like we did back in 2020, we're going to invite people to make a 3-year pledge to the Bold Future Project now to really help pay off our debt for our awesome new space. The new space we have here is such a gift. I've already been to a couple wedding receptions in the social hall. Awesome place for a wedding reception. It's so nice to go from the wedding just right over to the bar for happy hour. I mean, it's just great. Funeral luncheons has been great for that use. Our young people have, just Friday night, we had Friday Night Live. There's 150 young people in our social hall taking advantage of that space, the gym, the classrooms downstairs. What a blessing what we have here through this new space at St. Michael. Now we just gotta pay for it. So again, we'll be inviting people. So when you get these in the mail, take them prayerfully discerned. We'll be reminding you throughout the fall. We'll have a box in the gathering space where we invite you to come and drop these off to discern what does God want me to give to the building project, the Bold Future Fund, to help pay off our debt. And then there's also the line too about just offertory giving. What does God call me to give just on a regular basis to support the work and ministries here at St. Michael? I know sometimes people think with like pledging, like, oh, that this is only for people who can give like tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of dollars. No, that's not the case. You know, I realize not everybody can give $50,000, $100,000, et cetera, but maybe you can give $1,000 a year, $500 a year, right? $250 a year. The more and more people are giving, it creates a greater sense of investment in the community. So again, this is a great thing to pray. Lord, what are you inviting me to be generous with? My dream would be to have 1,000 of these returned before the end of the year, 1,000. We are a parish of about 2,500 households, families. Now, obviously, we don't have 2,500 active families. If we did, we'd have the largest parish in the United States. But can we get at least 1,000? Again, even if it doesn't have to be a huge amount, what am I committed to? When I commit to something through giving, it helps me feel a more part of the community, that I'm investing in all the great things that God is doing here. For 2,000 years, the church has been opening her doors to the whole world and saying, come to the feast, come to the bread of life, come to Christ and experience His love and His power. If you're going to have a feast, you have to have a building. Why do we have all these buildings, this beautiful church, our brand new hall, classrooms, etc., all that, a school? Why do we have all that? It's to draw more and more people to Christ, help them to come to know His grace, His love, His power, His truth, and to set them on the path of salvation. Today, let's pray for the grace that we as a community could continue to be generous. This community has been generous for 170 years. Let's ask for the grace to continue to do that so that we can invite and draw more and more people to the feast.